finding them on the papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on the TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers.
AMFM Shortwave Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We're live with you out of the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network in almost beautiful downtown Round Rock, Texas, on this Friday, 20th of April, 2007. And coming up in a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a gentleman out of Tennessee, Representative Frank Nicely. He's a Republican out of Strawberry Plains, and he's going to tell us about some common sense that's going on in Tennessee. I like this a lot because when we were talking about the Virginia Tech shootings, and I also reported that Virginia Tech wanted to be a gun-free zone. Okay, you want to be a gun-free place, and your campus is sprawling and it's wide open. You have no security measures to speak of, and anybody can come and go as they please. And, of course, the shooter, which was the 33rd death, he shot himself. Of course, we don't get to ask the guys questions, and the field, the mainstream media has been having an absolute field day with this. We're going on 5 days of reporting, and I don't mean to make light of this. And this is tongue-in-cheek humor, but I guess this is one way to get Anna Nicole Smith off of the television. You know, does not the news media have anything to report on? And I'm not minimizing the death of 32 students. Do not for a second get me wrong. I am not cold, and I'm not calloused. There's no apologies we can offer to the 32 that are now dead. But the question should be, did the 32 kids at Virginia Tech have to die? Now, we had a deranged individual that obtained weapons evidently. He obtained them legally. There's nothing a gun store owner can do about that. But the question is then, is there something that could have been done at Virginia Tech? And that's what we're going to be discussing here with my guest, Representative Frank Nicely, in just a couple of minutes. He's standing by. And also in the second hour, we're going to be talking about this this truck out, this thing that's going to be going on nationwide, ladies and gentlemen. I am amazed. This thing has got wheels like you would not believe. And I'll warn you, next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I don't care what state you're in. I don't care what interstate you're on. I don't care what capital you're around. If you're in the District of Criminals, Washington, D.C., there is going to be, well, there's going to be a truck out up there from 8 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon. There's going to be tractor trailers three wide circling the White House. They've circled the wagons. And this is over the protests of the North American Union and especially leaving 17. They're going to have a little ceremony, folks. 17,000 Mexican truckers are going to be trucking over the border, part of the NAFTA highway and the North American agreement that has been made. They want to knock down our borders, ladies and gentlemen. We can't have that. They want us to mirror the European Union. I kind of like self-determination for my own nation, if you don't mind, excuse me. So we'll be talking to Frosty Woolridge on that, and that's going to happen 23rd, 24th, and 25th next month, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The truck out is going to be in all 48 states around state capitals and also the nation capital in Washington, D.C., and all over the nation's highways. Do you think in 1973 when these guys were, they weren't too happy with a double nickel speed limit that lasted way too long in this country? Wait till you see what happens next Monday. You may not have your Sara Lee cheesecake on the shelf at your grocery store. We'll be right back.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
On KnoxNews.com, story, House vote permits gun in more places, story by Tom Humphrey, dated yesterday. In a surprise move, the House panel voted Wednesday to repeal a state law that forbids the carrying of handguns on property and buildings owned by the state, county, and city governments, including parks and playgrounds. And my guest was quoted as saying, "I think the recent Virginia disaster or catastrophe or nightmare or whatever you want to call it has woken up a lot of people for the need of having guns available to law-abiding citizens." I have with me this afternoon, I appreciate him coming on short notice, Representative Frank Nicely, Republican out of Strawberry Plains. To end that quote, he says, "I hope that is what this vote reflects." With that, I have Mr. Nicely on the line with us. Good afternoon, Representative Nicely. How you doing?
Just fine, John. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well, sir. And I'll tell you what, it really emboldens us here in this country when we are they seem to want to make victims out of all of us. It's good to see that a representative out of Tennessee has stood up and made a statement such as this, because it is the truth.
Well, it is. It is the truth. And if you look at the facts prove that that's the truth. And the reason I said I hope that's what this vote reflects, I had several Democrats that voted with me. It was sort of a surprise. And until we get to full committee, I don't know if they will stay with me or not. I'm hoping that their vote was sincere. I know the Republicans on the committee, their votes were sincere, and we've got a couple of pro-gun Democrats on the committee, and we'll tell the story next week when we get to full committee.
Well, I think one of the people you're in reference to is Representative Bob Bradley. He's a Democrat out of Nashville, and he's saying that he wants to expand the scope of that amendment.
Well, he did, and I'm perfectly comfortable with his amendment. I like his amendment. I sometimes question whether he was really trying to help me or whether he was just trying to put a killer amendment on there that would kill it in full committee. But this morning in the Knoxville News Sentinel, they had done a poll. 16 or 1,700 people had responded to the poll. 97% of the people agreed with me. So you can't get 97% of the people agree where Texas is. So that is truly amazing that 97% of 1,600 people would agree that guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens would come near stopping this than trying to have a gun-free zone.
Well,
where do you think you'd be more likely to be a victim of a mass murder like that, in a gun-free zone or at an NRA convention?
Well, and we've told the gun grabbers before, Representative, that if you're so proud of not having anything to do with firearms, just hang a sign on the front of your house saying this is a gun-free zone and just watch the criminals descend on you.
Look what happened in England. You know, they've taken up all the guns in England, and so everyone got a burglar alarm system, so if they're not there, the burglar alarm goes off. So now then the thugs are coming in broad daylight while people are at home, just robbing them at a gunpoint in their homes while everyone's at home. So, you know, there's all kinds of proof to show you that these people like this Korean up here, they're cowards. He would not have been in there if he had thought that a teacher had a gun or a student may have had a gun. You know, it just amazes me that he could go for 2 or 3 hours killing 30 people and no one ever find him.
Well,
I mean, a 9mm makes a lot of noise. Where was campus police?
Yeah, for 2 hours.
Right.
Yeah, and what we saw, by the way, let me pull this out here. Dennis Kucinich, running for president, is calling for an outright ban of firearms, and I think he's down with the federal legislation of the H.R. 1022. And what it is, it's a resurrection of Bill Clinton's gun ban that expired, by the way, and was not voted on again. But they've beefed this one up. So the gun grabbers are in full force, and Mr. Kucinich apparently has most of the Democrats in Washington, D.C. on his side on this deal.
Well, you know, that's sad. I mean, that's been proven that it won't work. And most pro-gun people, when you have a tragedy like this, we hold back and we hold our tongues. We can't do that anymore. So we're going to have to speak out, get the facts out, let people know. And I think this recent poll shows that people realize now that when you have armed citizens, you have less crime. Every state, I think there's 38 states now that have carry permits. Every time they pass a shall permit issue in a state where law-abiding citizens can carry guns, violent crime drops 20%, 3% a year after that. The more permits, the more the crime drops. I mean, just look at the cold, hard facts and quit trying to legislate off of emotion.
Well, and we all remember Kennesaw, Georgia. What was it, Congressman, 20 years ago, 15, 20 years ago, they passed a city resolution that said that if you live within our city limits here, you've got to carry a gun. Now, they don't mandate that everybody in Kennesaw, Georgia, carry a gun, but the crime statistics, they speak well for Kennesaw, Georgia. They have very little or no crime, violent crime, in that city. And we just had an instance. I'm still getting the story in here. We have had a shooting, I guess, in NASA down in Houston, Texas. There seems to be a lot of copycatting going on out there. There have been recently a lot of shootings in workplaces, and you know, I'm a big Second Amendment guy. I have a litany from 50 cal on down of firearms, and I hope to God I never have to use them for anything. I like to look at them, clean them, and shoot them every once in a while. But I hope I never have to have the opportunity to take another human being's life in protection of myself or property. But that's the whole point. Congressman, is to have that ability to protect yourself and your property. And to further add, I am my own property, sir, and wherever I go, I should have the right to protect my own property. I'm irreplaceable. I'm only one of 6.5 billion people on this planet, but there's not another me on this planet, and I'd like to protect it if I could. So wherever I go, I think I have the right to protect myself.
Well, John, I'm out in the middle of a field here on a cell phone, and this thing has started beeping. I've talked all day, so if I lose you, it's because my battery's dead, but we'll talk till the battery quits or you get tired, one or the other.
All
right. Happens first.
Sounds good. Well, and I appreciate what you're doing down there, because I mentioned to you earlier before the program here that I wish the states would adopt the Vermont-style carry laws. They don't have to issue a permit. You can carry what you want to carry, where you want to carry it. And if you commit a crime, if you commit a felony, a murder, robbery, anything else, you can expect in Vermont that the full weight of the judiciary to come down on your shoulders like the proverbial sword of Damocles, and the state doesn't put up with it if you're a criminal with a gun, and that's the way that it should be. They've been peaceful.
Well, I hate to have to buy our constitutional rights. We're the Second Amendment guys, we're the only ones that have to pay for our constitutional rights. First Amendment people don't have to, you know, the best of them, but... And I'm like you. It should be free as it is in Vermont.
Well, the founders, Congressman, the founders, in their infinite wisdom, put the Second Amendment right in behind the First in case we ever lost the first one.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Very few people understand that. I mean, we need to, you know, it's the Second Amendment's the ultimate check in an intricate system of checks and balances. And when they teach checks and balances in school, they don't talk about the Second Amendment. Balances the power between the people and the armed government. And it's worked so well, we don't even realize it's there now.
Well, that is true. And you know what saddens me is the parade and the people, the anti-gunners that are hopping on board this tragedy that happened down at Virginia Tech. And as I said, Dennis Kucinich, he wants to ban all the guns. We know in Australia and England, where they banned weapons for personal use and protection, that the crime statistics just skyrocket. And 10 years ago, when we had all the states jumping on board with the concealed weapon carry permits, and I'm not a big fan of that because I don't think I have to have a permission slip from my state government to carry a concealed weapon, but that's better than a sharp stick in the eye, as they say. But when you take a look at this and people start arming themselves, and I mean in droves they were applying for these permits, I noticed one thing that happened real fast, that carjackings across this country almost disappeared off the radar scope. Did we lose the congressman? I think his battery died on us. Okay, we did lose him. All right, we'll see if we can get the congressman back. He warned us that his battery might be dying. If you can reconnect with him, tell him to get on a landline. If he's standing outside of his house in a field, tell him to get in the house. I'd like to continue this conversation with him. All right. Kucinich has come out. Now, here's a guy that's running for president of the United States, and he's come out just recently, I think it was today, and basically said that, look, you know, we need to ban all the guns. You know, this has been the mantra of a lot of Democrats, and I want to remind folks, a lot of Democrats, you know, I talked to Representative Nicely about this. You know, the Democrats, unfortunately, they're more or less carrying the card-carrying communists in this country anymore, folks, that somehow people having weapons and having access to weapons for protection of person and property is somehow ludicrous, and we've got to depend on 911, the local constabulary, or whatever, to come and rescue us. Well, did it work down at Virginia Tech? Absolutely not. Evidently, it didn't work in NASA. We're gonna get the story on the shooting down at NASA in Houston. Did it work there? No, absolutely not. Unless the government, and I'll tell you what, I'll be the first one to give up my gun rights. If, with one proviso, that they can supply 300 million armed security people, one for every person in this country. Nah, not a good idea. The guy probably couldn't shoot straight if I ever needed him. Okay, we'll take the break. We'll be right back. Okay. Maybe the congressman made it back to his house and put his phone back on the charger. We'll have to send him a spare battery. At any rate, we'll take the break here to see if we can get the congressman back, and more on the National Intel Report right after this.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Yeah, I was watching the boob tube here during the break, and evidently there is a lone gunman on a second-story building in Houston, NASA Space Center. I don't know exactly what building it is, but the cops are on the job, and I don't know if anybody's been shot yet, but they do have a gunman, and he is barricaded in Houston. You know, folks, I mentioned this, and I was wrong. I said 15 or 20 years ago. No, it's been 25 years since Kennesaw, Georgia, passed a law requiring firearms for residents. And very fascinating. As the nation debates whether more guns or fewer can prevent tragedies like the Virginia Tech massacre, a notable anniversary passed last month in Georgia, a town that witnessed a dramatic plunge in crime and violence after mandating residents to own firearms. In March 1982, 25 years ago, the small town of Kennesaw, Georgia, responding to a handgun ban in Morton Grove, Illinois, unanimously passed an ordinance requiring each head of the household to own and maintain a gun. Since then, despite dire predictions of Wild West showdowns and increased violence and accidents, not a single resident has been involved in a fatal shooting as a victim, attacker, or a defender. Now, the crime rate initially plummeted for several years after the passage of the ordinance, with a 2005 per capita crime rate actually significantly lower than it was in 1981, the year before the passage of the law. Now, prior to the enactment of the law, Kennesaw had a population of only 5,200 people, but a crime rate significantly higher, 4,332 per 100,000, than the national average. And the national average, by the way, was 3,899 per 100,000. The latest statistics available for the year 2005 show the rate of 2,027 per 100,000. Meanwhile, the population has skyrocketed. It was only 5,000 25 years ago. Now they're pushing 30,000. Now, by comparison, the population of Morton Grove, the first city in Illinois to adopt a gun ban for anyone other than police officers, has actually dropped slightly and stands at 22,202, according to the 2005 statistics. Now, more significantly, perhaps, the city's crime rate increased almost 16% immediately after the gun ban was passed, even though the overall crime rate in Cook County rose only 3%. Now, today, by comparison, the township's crime rate stands at 2,268 per 100,000. Now, this is not what some predicted, by the way. In a column titled Guntown USA, Art Buchwald suggested Kennesaw would soon become a place where routine disagreements between neighbors would be settled in shootouts. Wait a minute here. I just had a flash. Can we bring back dueling for people that attack your character, try to slander you beyond belief, try to steal from you, ruin your reputation? Can I invite them out on the field of honor? We take 10 paces, turn and fire. You know what that was all about, folks, by the way? When you had duels, that people were real particular about their reputations, their business practices, you know, hanging on to their property and their wives and everything else. And guys used to go out on the field of honor. If you thought that it was worth you picking, you could always turn it down. If somebody challenged you to a duel, you can always say, hey, no thank you. And that was it. But if you accepted it, the basis behind this was that if you were so incensed on how you were injured and you were to protect your honor, that you would be willing to stake your life on your disagreement. Boy, what a concept. I've got a short list of people I'd like to invite out on the field right now. At any rate, the Washington Post mocked Kennesaw as the brave little city, soon to be pistol-packing capital of the world. Phil Donahue invited the mayor on his show. Well, good old Phil's not around anymore because, well, he was against the Iraq War. What irony. Now, Reuters, the European news service, today revisited the Kennesaw controversy following the Virginia Tech massacre. Police Lieutenant Craig Graydon said when the Kennesaw law was passed in 1982, there was a substantial drop in crime, and we have maintained a really low crime rate since then. We are sure it is one of the lowest crime rate towns in the metro area. Kennesaw, by the way, is just north of Atlanta, and Atlanta, by the way, is not known as being a mecca of, you know, no crime. Now, the Reuters story went on to report, since the Virginia Tech shootings, some conservative U.S. talk show hosts have rejected attempts to link the massacre to the availability of guns. Well, you don't say. Arguing that had students been allowed to carry weapons on campus, someone might have been able to shoot the killer. Now, Virginia Tech, like many of the nation's schools and college campuses, is a so-called gun-free zone, which Second Amendment supporters say invites gun violence, especially from disturbed individuals seeking to kill as many victims as possible. This Cho Seng-hu, or whatever his name was, murdered 32 and wounded another 15 before turning the gun on himself. I think this is pretty clear, ladies and gentlemen. But you see the problem we're having here with the controlled media, and it is controlled all the way down the line, that the only stories that you're hearing out there, this is not an open debate, this is not an honest debate, we're not allowed to bring up the advantages of having the ability. And I'm not saying, okay, before anybody gets their panties in a bunch here, I'm not saying that everybody should be mandated to own a gun in America. But I'll tell you what, there's a lot of us that would, and that would keep the criminals guessing. And I think it might be a deterrent on victimizing people, robbing, raping, pillaging, killing, and whatever else, if the little son of a gun thought there might be a disadvantage of them going home to mama and Din Din. at the end of the day. We'll take the break here. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
More information about the shooting in NASA in Houston. It's a single white male, or one male, one white male individual. Two shots were fired. They don't know if anybody's been shot. So as more comes in, we will let this audience know. Next week, I'm going to have Ted Nugent on air. And Ted Nugent just did a special for CNN. And you can go up to CNN.com and read this for yourself. They put in here, editor's note, rock guitarist Ted Nugent has sold more than 30 million albums. He's also a gun rights activist and serves on the board of the directors of the NRA. His program, Ted Nugent, Spirit of the Wild, can be seen on the Outdoor Channel. And they put on here, read an opposing take on gun control from journalist Tom Plate. Let's lay down our right to bear arms. CNN story out of Waco, Texas, zero tolerance, huh? Gee, free zones, huh? Try this one on for size. Columbine gun-free zone. New York City pizza shop gun-free zone. Luby's cafeteria gun-free zone. Amish school in Pennsylvania gun-free zone. And now Virginia Tech gun-free zone. Anybody see the evil Brady campaign and other anti-gun cults have created. Nugent says, I personally have zero tolerance for evil and denial, and America had best wake up real fast to the brain-dead celebration of unarmed helplessness will get you killed every time. And he says, I've had about enough of it. Nearly a decade ago, a Springfield, Oregon high schooler, a hunter familiar with firearms, was able to bring an unfolding rampage to an abrupt end when he identified a gunman attempting to reload his .22 caliber rifle, made the tactical decision to make a move, and tackled the shooter. A few years back, an assistant principal at Pearl High School in Mississippi, which was a gun-free zone, retrieved his legally owned Colt 45 from his car and stopped a Columbine wannabe from continuing his massacre at another school after he had just killed two and wounded more at Pearl. At an eighth-grade school dance in Pennsylvania, a boy fatally shot a teacher and wounded two students before the owner of the dance hall brought the killing to a halt with his own gun. More recently, just a few miles up the road from Virginia Tech, two law school students, ran to fetch their legally owned firearm to stop a madman from slaughtering anybody and everybody he pleased. These brave, average, armed citizens neutralized him pronto. My hero, Dr. Suzanne Gracia Hupp, I've had Suzanne Hupp on the program years ago, quite a few times, was not allowed by Texas law to carry her handgun into Luby's cafeteria that fateful day in 1991, when due to a bureaucratic forced unarmed helplessness, she could do nothing to stop satanic George Hanard from killing 23 people and wounding more than 20 others before he shot himself. Hupp was unarmed for no other reason than denial-ridden feel-good politics. She has since led the charge for concealed weapon upgrade in Texas, where we can now stop evil, yet there are still the mindless puppets of the Brady campaign and other anti-gun organizations insisting on continuing a gun-free zone insanity by which innocents are forced into unarmed helplessness. Shame on them, shame on America, and shame on all the anti-gunners out there. No one was foolish enough to debate Ryder truck regulations or ammonia nitrate restrictions or cult of agriculture fertilizer following the unabashed evil of Timothy McVeigh, his heinous crime against America. This is Ted talking here. On the fateful day in Oklahoma City, no one faulted kitchen utensils or other hardware of choice after Jeffrey Dahmer was caught drugging, mutilating, raping, murdering, and cannibalizing his victims. Nobody wanted a steak knife control as they autopsied the dead nurses in Chicago, Illinois, as Richard Speck went on trial for mass murder. Evil is as evil does, and laws disarming guaranteed victims will make evil people very, very happy. Shame on us. Already spineless gun control advocates are squawking like chickens with their tiny brain heads chopped off, making political hay over this most recent devastating Virginia Tech massacre, when in fact it is their own forced gun-free zone policy that enabled the unchallenged methodical murder of 32 people. Now, let me stop here for a second, because think about this, folks. You've been watching the news. You've been watching the controlled media. They even mentioned Luby's cafeteria. Oh, we've had mass shootings before, and Virginia Tech is the worst in American history. Well, I'm real familiar with the Luby's cafeteria shooting, and I'm more than familiar with Hupp's story. I'm more than familiar watching, she said, as she watched in abject horror as her parents were killed. And she could do nothing about it because she wasn't allowed to carry a gun in Luby's. And I do believe that Hupp had a gun in her car, but she could not get to it. She got out of that restaurant alive by the grace of God, not by the grace of Colt 45. But she had to scramble out of that place, and she almost lost her life herself. That flipped that woman's switch. But if you watch the media, all they're telling you is Columbine, Virginia Tech, Luby's, oh, the shooter down here in University of Texas. Remember the tower shooting? Well, some people want to say that these people are mind-controlled or they're MK Ultra or whatever. That may or may not be. It's real hard to prove something like that. I do know that the shooter that was down at University of Texas campus, he was an ex-Marine, and he did have a brain tumor. That might have had something to do with his mental processing at some point. But if you take a look at these kids, Columbine shooters, what were they on? Oh, that's right. They were on antidepressants, mood-altering chemicals. Their own statistics. They talked about this shooter down at Virginia Tech. Well, he was depressed. He was this. He was that. You get on these mood elevators or these chemicals, ladies and gentlemen, and what happens is depression. Remember the lady that whacked her kids down here in Texas, murdered her own children, drowned them? Guess what she was on? And I highly suspect that's why she got a retrial. Because initially that wasn't allowed in court. You know, you want to know the reasons. When somebody goes off the deep end, you know, what you're supposed to determine, was it premeditated? You know, what kind of crime was it? Was it first-degree murder, second-degree murder? Was it manslaughter? Was it this? Was it that? It has every bearing on the state of mind and what that person was doing and thinking at the time that they committed their act. But ironically, most of these shooters, these high-profile shooters you're hearing about, they're on mood-altering drugs. And even the drug companies, by the way, through their own results, their own test results, will show that at least 6% of the people that are on their fine little products, I don't care if it's Luvox or whatever it is, their own studies show that 6% of these people are going to go ballistic. They are going to lose their minds. 6%. So let me see. 6 out of 100 people taking these wonderful mind-altering drugs run the real possibility of becoming drooling loonies, mass murderers, if you will. But see, you're not hearing this in the debate or the argument or the presentation from our lapdog, not for us, mainstream news media is out there. They're painting this, and you can see it written all over the place. They're right into it. Yeah, let's take away the Second Amendment. Wonder how these news people would feel if they took away the First Amendment. Their words are their bullets. Their pen and their paper are their weapons. And in this case, if it's radio, it's the microphone. If it's television, it's the TV camera. But how do you think they'd feel if somebody walked in there and said, you know what? Government's going to have script approval on everything that you say. And that's not too far off, folks. You know, if you've been listening to this program, we've been talking about, we've had Reverend Ted Pike on this program many, many times. And we've talked about this. They are after, the thought police are after your free speech. And I know this in my heart of hearts, with gun violence in America, what the solution here is, not more police and more police powers. You know, you may or may not realize this in America here, folks, but you've got the same gun rights as a police officer. You know, they have force continuum. They have 5 different stages, 5 being death. That's what they give you at the point of a gun. I mean, that ranges anywhere from engaging you in conversation to killing you. Guess what? We have the same thing. If I've got somebody that's breaking into my house, my first impulse is not going to be to blow them away. I'll quickly assess the situation, and if I find that I am at a disadvantage, I can't get that person out of my house, I can't subdue them, and I keep handcuffs around, I got a pair hanging on my office door. And if I can't get handcuffs on them, I can't subdue them and turn them over to authorities, and he is an imminent threat to myself or my family, the boy is leaving the property in a box or a body bag. Here's the situation, folks, and we have the solution to the gun violence in the workplace, campuses, schools, everywhere. Criminals don't, they're really uncomfortable when they're around people that they don't know who is armed and who has access to firearms. I'm not saying that that's the panacea cure-all. I'm not saying that if people were carrying guns on the campus down at Virginia Tech, that there wouldn't have been one murder. There might have been, who knows, 5, 10. But it wouldn't have been 32. And I'm a good enough shot that if I got a clear shot at that kid that had been murdering people, I don't want him dead. I want his butt in the witness stand in court. I don't want him dead. That's the easy way out. But I want to hear his story. I want to find out who this guy is. I want this guy's butt in prison for the rest of his life. I don't want him dead. That's too easy. But you're going to see, and they've been rolling out just absolutely, I don't know where they're pulling these people from, but they're the psychologists and psychiatrists, and they're all mouthing the same words. Oh, guns are bad. No, people are bad. People are good as well. And many more people that own firearms, way, way more that own firearms, are good people. And the real solution to the gun violence at schools, campuses, high schools, colleges, I don't care, in the workplace, in any town, USA, is to have armed citizenry that have enough of this. And I'm not talking about vigilante committees here. I'm not talking about running out and lynching somebody because you don't like the way they look or the way they talk or you perceive them to have done something. No, we have court systems. We have trials. We have mechanisms to administer justice, or at least we would like to think we do. And most of the times it works, not all the time. But the solution to this problem, ladies and gentlemen, is more armed people, period. And like they tried to say about Kennesaw, Georgia, oh, the neighbors are going to be shooting everybody. Wow, they're going to settle their differences with guns. Didn't happen. Just as good fences make for good neighbors, firearms make for a polite society. And that is a fact. Now, continuing, sorry to go off in that rabbit hole, but hey, it has to be said. Nugent writes that 32 people dead on U.S. college campus pursuing their American dream, mowed down over an extended period of time by a lone non-American gunman in the illegal possession of a firearm on campus. Well, I'm not so sure it was illegal, but we'll continue. In defiance of zero tolerance gun law, he says, feel better yet? Didn't think so. Who doesn't get this? Who has the audacity to demand unarmed helplessness? Who likes dead good guys? I'll tell you who. People who tramp on the Second Amendment, that's who. People who refuse to accept the self-evident truth that free people have the God-given right to keep and bear arms, to defend themselves and their loved ones. People who are so desperate in their drive to control others, so mindless in their denial that they pretend access to gas causes arson, Ryder trucks and fertilizers causes terrorism, water causes drowning, forks and spoons cause obesity, dialing 911 will somehow save your life, and that their greedy clamoring to feel good is more important than admitting that armed citizens are much better equipped to stop evil than unarmed, helpless ones. Pray for the families of the victims everywhere, America. Study the mythology of evil. It has a profile. It has a system, a preferred environment where victims cannot fight back. Embrace the facts. Demand upgrades, and be certain that your children's school has a better plan than Virginia Tech or Columbine. Eliminate the insanity of gun-free zones, which will never, ever be gun-free zones. They will only be a good guy gun-free zone, and that is a recipe for disaster written in blood on the altar of denial. I, for one, refuse to genuflect there. Now, what is your take on this commentary? Well, here's some feedback from CNN.com. They ask readers for their thoughts on the commentary. Here's a small selection of these emails, some of which have been edited for length and spelling. Travis, and I have not even read these. I'm just going to read them just as they pop up. Travis Carello, Sullivan, Missouri. It's Friday. Missouri. Says, I agree 100%. The only thing anti-gun laws will prevent is normal law-abiding citizens from owning them. Criminals will always find a way to obtain a gun. They are criminals. They will never follow the law. Way to go, Nuge. Doug in Houston, Texas. And, of course, he didn't use his last name, so I already know this is negative. Frankly, I got sick in my stomach reading Mr. Nugent's article. According to Mr. Nugent, the solution is very simple. All citizens should be armed, and the world would be a much safer place. Let's take a moment to think about the implication of this. The criminals are not dumb. If we average law-abiding citizens were allowed to freely purchase weapons, the criminals would do everything they could to ensure they have the upper hand on their firepower. Of course, we would immediately do the same to regain our upper hands. What then do you think criminals would do in return? Let me see. If I get an atom bomb, that means the criminal's going to go out there and get a nuclear weapon. Okay, he's going to get a hydrogen bomb. Now, folks, that's not the case. And by the way, out in California, remember the shooting out there that took place? How many people were involved in that? Two? Mm-hmm. I think it happened in L.A., going on 10 years now? Remember what I'm talking about? Oh, that's right. The guys out there with body armor on, they had automatic weapons. Police didn't. They had to go to gun stores to get some AR-16s and whatever else. Well, guess what? They come up with a plan on that. L.A., the cops out there now have M16s in their trunks. Okay. How often do they have to use them? Not very. But I guess it's kind of nice to have a firearm if you're going up against somebody that's got a little greater firepower. Hey, no problem. But you see, the police in this country have gone to the extremes. Money has been made available to them. We now have police running around in SWAT units dressed out militarily. Not a good idea. And whatever happened, by the way, if you are dealing with somebody that's kind of gone off the edge a little bit, used to have negotiators going in. You know, you can always talk and shoot later. These guys used to have cops just going in and talking to people, not really putting anybody else at risk. They'd contain the area, and they'd try to talk the guy out rather than using force to blow him away and ask the questions and try to have the dialogue later. We'll dialogue more after this.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
I'm going to finish the story out, and this is the response here from CNN on the question that they ask, and they got the emails back. Kathy Culley, Virginia Beach, Virginia, says, Ted has hit the nail on the head. Making the right to bear arms illegal is only illegal for the good guys. The bad guys will always have access to or through their illegal ways. Just thinking that someone may be carrying a gun might deter would-be killers out of the heinous crime. Way to go, Ted, for speaking out for our American rights. Nita Olson from Florence, Mississippi, says, I believe he is right. I'm not fond of guns, but I believe we should have the right to bear arms to protect our loved ones. I, for one, would not hesitate to shoot someone trying to enter my house, car, etc. Reason being, you ask, if the suspect is entering my home armed with a gun, then I feel no remorse about shooting someone who is coming into my zone with the intent of hurting or killing me or my family and taking things that I have worked hard for and will not give up because it can be replaced. Joe Russo, Staten Island, New York, says Ted Nugent really has a twisted way of looking at violence that seems to regularly plague us. As a hunter and a gun owner, I do believe in our right to bear arms. However, that right should not include handguns and assault weapons. I see. Thank you, Joe Russo and Staten Island. By the way, you criminals up there in New York, find out the guy's address. He doesn't have any handguns. You know how hard it is to swing a long rifle around in a narrow hallway? Yeah. Josh Munford, Lincoln, Nebraska, simply stated, Ted Nugent is right. The fact of the matter is that these anti-gun activists have created more problems. Evil will always find a way of giving them more opportunity by creating anti-laws. In all reality, protect them. It's common sense to a criminal. Law-abiding citizens won't be prepared here or there, so I'll be able to create the most destruction, panic, and chaos there. What are you thinking by creating anti-gun laws and gun-free zones? Linda in Plymouth, Michigan, says, to back up Ted's point, when have we ever heard of a gunman killing 32 people in a police station? How about at an army base in Michigan? Nope. How about at the local shooting range? Tons of guns there. You'd think there'd be mass killing there every other weekend with all the guns. She says, oh, wait. At all those places, the victims would be armed and would shoot back. An armed gunman wouldn't get out more than one shot, if that, before being stopped. And the last one on this list, John Fatimaniel out of Nashville, Tennessee. A God-given right to bear guns, he asked? Dear Mr. Nugent, which God, pray tell you, are you speaking about? Surely not Jesus, you know. The one who said, he who lives by the sword dies by the sword. Frankly, I find Mr. Nugent, whatever God he claims to worship, terribly frightening. Stick to rock, Mr. Nugent. You are terrifically good at that. I'm not sure what that means, but if you're reading your Bible there, John, in Nashville, Tennessee, I think I remember him saying something about selling your robe and buying a sword. There is a season for everything. Let's go to the phones here. George in Florida, you're up next. Hello, George.
Yeah, how you doing today?
Good.
Yeah, number one, I was sitting there thinking about, like, hearing that the police were ordered to stand down by the federal government. Just like in Columbine, the police were ordered to stand down by the federal government. And, you know, and it's like, where's the county sheriff? Why couldn't he just tell the feds to take a hike?
Well, it's increasingly hard to do that anymore. These boys have been regulated to 9-to-5 jobs in a lot of counties, and also being jailers at the county jails. We have more policy-making Gestapo types out there, you know, the corporate coffer Keystone cops that follow policy and not necessarily the Constitution. I'm one for getting rid of the PDs across this country, getting sheriffs that we elect, not appoint, but we elect, and them out there as peace officers enforcing the Constitution.
And I got another...
Hold on a second. We got to take the break, top of the hour break. I've got Frosty Wooldridge coming on next hour.
It's true.